Thank you, Ian. In our final news slot, we'll hear about an adventure for a seal pup, swans at the Grace Hospital, the first snowdrops, a secret garden in the middle of the city, and more. Let's start with that seal pup. Of all the places in all of Norfolk to seek refuge, a condemned clifftop property is surely one of the worst. But one daring seal pup decided it was the perfect hideout and was found living its best life on the Marams in Hemsby, just minutes before the building was due to be demolished. Contractors have spent the last 3 weeks pulling down chalets that are at imminent risk of collapsing into the sea due to severe and rapid coastal erosion. Whilst preparing to knock down another structure on Tuesday the 6th of January, workers were stunned to discover a weaned seal pup, named locally as Lucky, tucked away inside a shed. Realising the animal had been only a whisker away from disaster, they immediately contacted Friends of Horsey Seals, who rushed to the scene. The charity said that a sad day for a Hemsby home turned into a bizarre rescue, and they praised the workers for calling them. The pup has now been taken to the beach, where it has joined other young seals that will soon be heading out to sea to make their way in life.
Hidden in the grounds of an old city hospital is the legacy of aristocratic tradition. Norwich boasts a rare example of a late 18th century swan pit, where the birds were kept to be fattened for eating. The large rectangular Grade 2 listed pit, located in the grounds of the Great Hospital, is visible from the riverside walk, and its attached sluices link to the River Wensum. The pool was built in 1793 by William Ivory, and has brick sides and paved ramps at both eastern corners. Eating swans was popular among the rich from the medieval period, and by the 15th century, an elaborate system was set up to determine ownership. Wealthy landowners could buy their own mark from the monarch, which would be carved into the beaks of swans, allowing them to be identified. Any unmarked birds belonged to the king or queen. Swans were bred for the master of the Great Hospital, who had the right to kill swans for feasts. Sluice gates ensured the pit was filled with water at high tide and was not allowed to empty at low tide. In a process known as swan upping, which still happens today once a year on the River Thames for conservation reasons, cygnets would be rounded up and ownership established. The birds would be put into the pit to be fattened up before being transported, supposedly all around the country, sometimes by rail in wicker baskets to the rich. By the 18th century, eating the birds was starting to go out of fashion. The pond ceased to be used around the Second World War when grain shortages and a change in sensibilities put a stop to the practice.
Snowdrop season. Walsingham Abbey, between Fakenham and Wells and Exeter Sea, has been closed since November. However, it has been announced the site will reopen in time for visitors to see the grounds covered in a blanket of snowdrops. From January the 26th, people can once again pay a visit to Walsingham Abbey's grounds and the Charlehall Museum for the first time this year.
A supermarket chain has helped provide 17,200 meals to people in need across Norfolk through surplus food donations during the festive season. Aldi donated the meals over Christmas and New Year, supporting local charities, including EP Youth, Dis Community Larder and Food Cycle Norwich. Luke Emery, National Sustainability Director at Aldi UK, said, This Christmas, we were proud to support so many incredible charities across the UK who provide essential support to those in need. The donations were made in partnership with Neighbourly, a community giving platform that connects Aldi stores with local charities.
Fresh calls have been made for council officials to consider using cameras to bring back bans on driving near schools at pick-up and drop-off times. Norfolk County Council leaders said they were monitoring the use of automatic number plate recognition cameras in other parts of the country to enforce restrictions around schools. It follows an 18-month experiment by the Conservative-controlled council, which introduced timed road closures around a number of schools through its School Streets initiative. That saw certain streets shut to vehicles during the school run so children could travel more safely.
A woman has shared her transformation after losing nearly 10 stone with Slimming World. Zoe Hicks lost a remarkable 9 stone 10 pounds after daily tasks became a challenge due to her weight. The 47-year-old from Thorpe St Andrew said she used to find everyday activities such as walking, shopping and socialising daunting. She joined the local Slimming World group in Sprowston, and with the help of her peers and consultant Sarah Lewington Lodes, she was able to stay on track. She said, "I'm deeply grateful for the journey and for the people who have supported me every step of the way," she added.
A street with beautiful gardens and heritage-listed houses has been uncovered by a local tour guide after hiding in plain sight for years. St Giles Terrace, accessed through a grand-looking arched gate just off Bethel Street, leads to 5 Grade 2 listed townhouses. But it would have been easy to have never known of its existence, and even Norwich Tales and Trails, a local team who provide tours, only recently discovered its whereabouts. A spokesman said, "I was delighted when a few months ago I found this completely fresh place behind a gate. It's like a secret garden with a grand terrace in it." Since then, the team have been urging people to visit the hidden passage on their social media.
A magical spot on the Norfolk coast has been named one of the best off the beaten track locations to visit in Great Britain. Jeep teamed up with Ordnance Survey to create a list of the 100 places that are not to be missed. They wanted to encourage people to get out and explore the country's rich and varied landscape. Blakeney Point shone in 8th place. It was described as a magical place which is home to England's largest grey seal colony, with over 4,000 pups born each winter. It is also home to a diverse selection of wildlife and is particularly known for bird watching. To get there, it is recommended that visitors take a boat from Mawston Quay. Sheringham Beach, just a stone's throw east, was also spotlighted in the top 100. The description dubbed the area a bumpy, undulating landscape of cliffs and hills. Well, we've reached the end of this weekly edition, so we have our usual messages. When you have finished with the recording, place the memory stick in the wallet, turn the address label in the wallet over, and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you're always welcome to pop a message in the wallet. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to all those who have produced it today, including those who deal with all our post, edit the news items, and check what we send out to you. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Mike Bessie.
As Lorna said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765365. That's 01603 765365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, it just remains for us to say our goodbyes. So, from Lorna and me,
goodbye.